In other news about Haiti, many Haitians who, as you just heard Wyclef Jean refer to, have no home and not even a tent for shelter, are now looking to Florida and hoping to immigrate to the Sunshine State and leave their native country behind. And this is causing some issues and debate in Florida. Joining us now is Joshua Johnson, a reporter and host for WLRN Miami Herald News. Also with us is Jay Newton-Small. She's a Washington correspondent for Time magazine, and she recently returned from Haiti. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning.
Jay, you just returned from Haiti. Were you hearing from Haitians about their plans to leave the country and maybe go to Florida?
Yeah, in fact, I was at a food distribution point in Cité Soleil, which is one of the poorest neighborhoods of Port-au-Prince. There were all these kids wearing Obama T-shirts, and so I asked them, "Oh, what do you think of Obama?" And they were all, and they started, you know, chanting Obama, and they said, "We'll soon be with him. You know, we're going to go next week. We're going to go take boats from Cap Haitien, which is sort of the northernmost launching point towards Florida, and we're all going to go to Florida, and we're all going to be Americans."
Okay, so Joshua, you actually, on your program from WLRN, you had a poll there that showed that Floridians are pretty much split down the middle, almost 50-50, every time they're asked a question about whether or not we should grant immigrant status to Haitians and whether or not we should allow them to flood into Florida.
Yeah, and I have to say, when I heard Jay say that just now, that made me wince, because immigration policy has not changed toward Haitian emigres trying to arrive in an undocumented fashion. They're still going to be detained. But as to the poll, Quinnipiac University basically asked three questions related to whether the number of legal immigrants from Haiti currently allowed should be raised, should normal immigration laws be relaxed in time of a crisis, and they asked about temporary protected status, which will allow undocumented Haitians who were already in the U.S. when the earthquake struck to live and work openly. And Floridians are either almost exactly split or just slightly opposed to relaxing the restrictions any further, except in South Florida, where there's much more support for all three of those things.
Is that because there's a large Cuban population in South Florida? Do they perhaps have more empathy for the Haitian immigrants?
Maybe. Florida has a little bit of everything, quite frankly, in Latin America, and Florida has already dealt with mass exoduses before. I mean, there's already some talk, for people who remember Operation Pedro Pan back in the 60s when Cuban parents sent their kids away to get away from Fidel Castro. There are some people who were talking about an Operation Pierre Pan, where Haitian children would be brought to South Florida. And even some Cubans who were Pedro Pan children are saying, well, I was sent away or brought to the U.S., and it changed my life. It gave me a chance. We've done it once before, so maybe we should do it again. But the rest of Florida doesn't have that experience like we have, so they probably don't see it the way that we do.
Jay, how does this debate play out in Haiti? Number one, are the Haitians aware that they may have to come here illegally? And number two, are they prepared to send their children away?
Well, first of all, and you'll have to excuse my voice. It's still a little raw from all of the concrete dust that I've been inhaling in Haiti, but there's a lot of Haitians who believe that they're somehow it's legal or whatever, but when you get up to Cap Haitien, it's pretty clear that, you know, you're going to be taking rickety boats or, you know, it's not going to be a very safe trip, and it's a pretty perilous one. Not only that, they're all pretty well aware that there's, you know, a lot of Coast Guard cutters currently off the coast, so it's not exactly the best time to go. What NGOs are hoping is that instead of leaving the United States to go to Haiti, that they would actually leave Port-au-Prince and go into the countryside around Haiti, because that area is very underdeveloped, and they don't do a lot of farming there. Historically, 200 years ago, when Toussaint Louverture got independence for Haiti, it was all former slaves, and everyone turned away from the land. Nobody wanted to farm after that because of their slave heritage. What they're hoping is that they can rebuild the agricultural industry in Haiti and also rebuild towns that are outside a network of towns, internal trade, which would be much better than sort of having the one megapolis that Haiti used to be. It used to be this one enormous city, Port-au-Prince, which is now destroyed.
Well, what do you think, Jay? Does this desire to leave Haiti, does that show that they've lost hope in their country?
It's not that they've lost hope in their country. It's just that things are so desperate right now, and they just have nothing, no water, no food, and they really don't see any other option at all, which is really sad.
Okay, Jay Newton-Small, Washington correspondent for Time magazine, just returned from Haiti, and Joshua Johnson joined us. He's a reporter and host for WLRN Miami Herald News.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.